Password Box has announced the final end date for being able to use Password Box, so being able to log in. Right now, you can still log in. It's August in 2017, and they announced it a while ago that they were closing it down.
Yeah, I remember us covering that.
Yeah, so it's September 27th is the date that they are no longer going to be operational. They're shutting down the servers. So if you haven't already, and you were a user or are a user of Password Box, that's the password management plugin, make sure you export your passwords to a CSV file so you can import them into LastPass or KeePass X or whatever you want to do. And if you're not sure how to do that, you can actually go to our website, category5.tv, click on the search icon up at the top right, and just simply do a search for Password Box. As Jeff mentioned, we covered it. We actually show you step-by-step how to export your passwords. When I did that, I imported them into LastPass, and that's what I've been using ever since. So it's a very straightforward process.
I've been using TrueKey.
So you upgraded. You took the upgrade, but that's a commercial upgrade, so you've got to pay for that.
No, I took the free one.
How does that work?
I don't
only so many passwords.
Only so many passwords, but okay. I don't need very many. But it was
I
only
I have billions.
I do not have billions.
I create a new password for every single service that I go to.
Right.
And that's the way I do it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm on a lot of services.
I have like 10. I'm capped.
Oh, that's cool. So if it works for you, then great. But if you're someone like me that has something like 250 passwords, then I need something else.
Password Keeper, I think it's called.
Okay.
It's a premium service, so I pay the subscription. Okay. But it syncs between my phone, all of our computers. So whether my wife's logging in on her Mac whether it's my computer. Mm-hmm. It's nice on that front because all the passwords are accessible. And,
right.
And one of the features about it that I like is if, because I'm the account holder, if I die, there is there's a feature where
Password Box had legacy.
Yeah, where she can say locker. I need access, and they'll, you know, after a 48-hour period, she can get access to everything.
Yeah, cool.
And I'm like, that's kind of neat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because I do a lot of the back end stuff,
sure,
you know, with our network and all that. And she has no clue what those passwords
be.
So,
Boy, oh boy. I always thought, wouldn't it be cool to create like a KeePass X Raspberry Pi server that we could put on a static IP and host your own? You could do that. You could run your own Password Box equivalent. And we want to eventually do that. I think that would be a lot of fun.
I think so,
and a
too.
A lot of work. Yeah.
Yeah.